Amen. Well, I'm kind of waiting a minute because I think the youth were coming in. I may have to sing or something until they get here. Yeah, that's going to happen, isn't it? Yeah. They are. You can see them coming, can you? Ah, okay. Tell you what, you can go ahead and go to the book of Psalms. Chapter 3. Well, Heavenly Father, as we approach Your Word this night, we thank You. It is a lamp to our feet, a light to our path. We thank You, Lord. You said You sent Your Word and healed us, delivered us all destruction. We thank You for that. You said Your Word is settled forever in heaven, and so we give You the glory for that. We just praise You, Lord, for Your goodness. We thank You that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we, Lord Jesus, we love You for that. We thank You that Jesus Christ has been made unto us wisdom and revelation and all the things that we need. And we give You praise for it. Father, in the name of Jesus, amen. Amen. Well, you can see them walking. I don't want to start too much because I'd have to stop when they walk in. Let's all just sit and look at them when they come in. There you go. They get to praising and worshiping over there, and it takes them a while. They don't want to praise and worship, but the old people, you know, they want to come in here after they've done theirs. So here they come. About time. Sit where you can hear me now. I'm going to talk to you. I may ask questions. What happens if I ask you questions? You answer them. And do what? Oh, get pizza, yeah. Well, it's good to have you. We appreciate you coming in tonight. Open your Bibles to Matthew. No. Open your Bibles to Psalm chapter 3. When you read the Psalms, it's so much fun to read Psalms, and I'm not going to read but just a verse in this one, but David, in the ones that he wrote, so many times, I know you've never been this way, but David would catch himself in the middle of writing a psalm, and it's kind of like the first part of it, his soul had control of him. And he was weary, he was battling, things were taking place, and so he would write, and then somewhere through there, the Lord would get a hold of him, and he would turn, and instead of that thing going downhill, here he'd come out, and you get some of the most beautiful writings. You know what I'm talking about? I mean, some of the things he would say, you think, whoa, David, come on back, buddy. I mean, he was going downhill with it. You know, oh, man, I'm just so afflicted, and my enemies are just more powerful. But then right in the middle of it, boom, the Lord would show up, encourage him, and he'd start saying what the Lord said about him. And so I enjoy reading that part. This part is the third chapter, and it's simply the third verse. But Thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter of mine head. All right? Now, I want to talk to you tonight about being the blessing. Now, we know Jesus is the blessing. All right? But you are born of God. You are a child of God. You are the blessing. Did you realize when the devil wants to curse you, he sends somebody into your life? And every time God blesses you, he sends somebody into your life? It's people. It's all about people. Now, the Word says there that God is the lifter of our head. You know, and I can't tell you that I grew up knowing that. You know, we would hear God was good, but then most of the time we'd hear that, you know, seemed like all the stuff I heard that I thought God was saying to me was always what was wrong with me. You know, and what I needed to do and what I needed to fix and, you know, how pitiful I was. And I was just, for lack of a better word, I was just lucky. I was just lucky that I was going to make it, you know. I didn't know that He was the lifter of my head. I didn't know to concentrate on the blessing instead of on the curse. Well, you're looking at a bunch of people now. We understand that. You know, I know people can get aggravated because all you people talk about is the good stuff. That's all we plan on talking about. There's no lack of bad stuff. We know that out there. But it's just like that scripture. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. And I talked to a Christian this week, and that was the part they concentrated on. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. The other part of that scripture says, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. Now I present to you, which half you're going to concentrate on. Okay? Because if you concentrate on the wrong half, if you concentrate on many of the afflictions of the righteous, there will be no lack of them. But if you'll concentrate, but the Lord delivers them out of them all, there'll be no lack there either. Okay? So Psalm 3 and 3 talks about the Lord being the lifter of our head, and so I'm going to put it in this fashion, being the blessing. How many of you know without a doubt you're a child of God, you're born again, you're on your way to heaven? That's just it. There's no debate about that. The devil probably hadn't bothered you in a long time about whether you're saved or not. And he may have. If he has, it's not because you're a second-class Christian. It's not because you're not. It's just simply he's trying to find something that'll work on you. That's all he ever does, okay? And he's not going to find anything that works on us. Amen? All right. So we know that we're on our way to heaven. We know that Christ in us is the hope of glory. We know that we are the blessing. The world out there needs to know that we're the blessing. You think, you know, where is he going? Well, just stay with me. I'll get to you in a minute. You guys are the blessing. People need you. People that don't even know they need you, need you. And the reason most of the time that people don't know they need Christians is a lot of times Christians don't treat them the way they're supposed to treat them. Right? I mean, you know, it's kind of like some people leave happiness wherever they go, and some people leave happiness whenever they go. Okay? We want to be the ones that leave happiness wherever we go. All right? I mean, you know, you've been around people that they just felt like it was their job to tell you what was wrong with you. You know? In love. In love, that is. That's not the way the God says that He is the lifter of our head. All right? He's the one. Every time that you hear who you are in Christ Jesus, it lifts you up. Every time you understand anything out of that word that talks about He has raised us up together, made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, it lifts your head. Okay? That's what we're after. We don't need anybody to tell us what's wrong with us. God's always telling us what's right with us, and that's what we want to tell people. Many years ago, I attended a course in business. It was the Dale Carnegie course, and it was how to win friends and influence people. I guess Dale Carnegie still, I don't know him, but his company is still in business. But in the Dale Carnegie course, they talk to you about not lying to people, but looking for the good in people. Instead of concentrating on what was wrong with people, concentrate on what's right with people. And a lot of other things. But it was really a blessing because, you know, I've been a Christian since I was 9 years old. So when I heard those good things, it really meant good to me. Well, that's what people are needing to hear. You know, if you and I are going to be the blessing, we certainly want to leave happiness wherever we go, and not whenever we go. And part of the skill is learning the skills of how to say things, how to deal with things. We were talking about this the other night. You know, we want to make sure that no matter who we're dealing with, we encourage them in some way. You know? We encourage them in some way. You cannot be the person you really are, or you cannot display the person you really are unless you're an encourager, because that's what God made you. You don't have to fix people. Clay can't mold clay. Right? So there's no sense trying to do that. But you can encourage people. You can remind them who they are in Christ Jesus. And even if they're not born again, you can remind them how much somebody loves them. How much somebody cares about them. I'm going to get you some scripture here in just a minute. But there are ways to say things. We were talking about this the other night. You know, in order, when you're loving on people, when you're learning to be a blessing to people, you know, how strong are you going to be? You know, you want to be. I look at these young people because I remember in school, and I always ask people this, and y'all seen me do this. I always ask the congregations when I talk about this. You know, if you're still very close, I mean very, very close to more than 8 to 10 people you went to high school with, please stand up. Well, hardly anybody ever stands up. Because most people, after they've been out of school 10, 15, 20 years, are not close with more than 2 or 3 people that they went to school with. But yet, a lot of times in school, that's your whole world, and you do almost anything and everything to fit in, you know, to get along and like that. But here's the deal. With this group right here, you have learned the grace of God. You have learned how much God loves you. You have learned you don't have to live up to anybody's expectation. You have learned you don't have to go along with the crowd to be accepted, because you are accepted by God. And since you're accepted by God, if nobody else wants to accept you, then they've missed out. All right? Because you are the blessing. You don't have to mold your personality for someone else to accept you. All right? Why? Because whether people know it or not, you are the blessing. I look at all of you and think about your jobs, and because you talk to me about the people on your jobs and the people you love on, things like that. You are the salt of the earth. You are what makes it tasteful. You are what the Lord loves. And He loves everybody, but you are in there cooking this thing, making it work in order for people to be blessed. Okay? Now, what I was getting to is, we were talking the other night, just simply how you say things. You know, when you're dealing with people, how strong can you be to deal with, all right, if I'm going to be the blessing here with my brother and sister, and things are going on here, and we're talking back and forth, maybe we're dealing with situations and things like that, okay? Now, if we come into a confrontation, what's the blessing going to do? The blessing's going to give way to whatever's going on. All right? A soft answer turns away wrath. If I'm going to deliver the blessing, then I'm going to be the one that takes the responsibility. If anything's wrong, like we used this the other night, instead of saying, if I talk to you about something and we got a confusion, instead of saying, well, you misunderstood me, what does that do? That puts the condemnation here. You misunderstood me. Oh, it's my fault. No, what I want to do is say, look, I did not make myself plain. You know, you said, this is a simple thing. Listen, relationship is the most important thing out there. And if you're going to lift somebody's head, it's not going to be by correcting them. Okay? So, you know, instead, if I take it on me, if the blessing can absorb anything that's going wrong, if I don't get my way, the blessing can absorb that. Okay, now you understand when we're talking about us, we know we're talking about Jesus. You can't do this by yourself, and you don't even try. All right? But when you're dealing with people, you have to know how to talk to them. You know, I have to know how to love on them. Right, because people need to be lifted up. You know, I was thinking about this. I'm kind of running rabbit trails here. But I remember, I was talking about the young people, when Darlene and I were in school as kids, there was this young lady in school that a really, really nice young lady, and just she's just different. Everybody know different? Okay, she was just different. Well, all the other girls that age, I remember, would make fun of that girl and not really have anything to do with her. Now, don't even know, the girl was brilliant. That's probably why she was different, okay? But she was brilliant. But the other girls didn't really have anything to do with her except for Darlene. And I remember that to this day. And I remember people trying to make fun of Darlene for liking this girl and being kind to this girl. Well, you kind of had to know Darlene growing up. It was kind of, you know, she didn't care. If you didn't like her, that's fine. But she's pretty much solid in herself. But she chose to love that girl and care about that girl, even though no one else wanted to. She had to be strong enough in herself in order to be the blessing to that other girl. And that girl, and we've seen that girl over the last 40 years or more, from time to time, she still loves Darlene. Because Darlene was the one who always blessed her. She was the one who was always on her side, you know, when people were against her. It takes if you're going to be the blessing, that's what you're going to do. You're going to be the one that when somebody else is making fun of that other person, you're not going to do it. And when they think, well, you're not cool if you don't make fun with them like we do, that's just totally wrong. Why? Because the blessing can absorb all of that. Who you are can handle all that. Are you with me? Now, I was thinking about learning how to talk to people, learning how to say certain things. You know, before, we always talk about responding instead of reacting. If you react, you're going to get yourself in trouble a lot of times. But if you wait and respond to how you should, it makes a difference. And I was thinking about that old joke when people, because a lot of people don't know how to say things. They don't. Well, I just say what's on my mind. Well, sometimes you need to close your mind. You know, because if you're not going to bless in the right way, well, I only told them that because I thought it would help them. You need to examine whether that's true or not. You know, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about people you know. You know what I mean. But remember that old joke? And I know you've heard it many times, but the guy, young man that, He saw this girl and he just thought she was the prettiest thing he'd ever seen. And he was so embarrassed around her. He couldn't even talk to her. And he just liked her so much. A friend of his said, well, go talk to her. He said, oh, I can't talk to her. He said, every time I talk to her, I just get my words all messed up and I can't. He said, well, what do you feel about her? He said, well, I don't. He said, you know, he said, when I look at her, he said, time just kind of goes away. He said, you know, she's just everything I ever, Mama just went on and on. He said, well, here, let me help you. He said, when you get a chance to talk to her, to tell her how you feel, just say, call her by name and say, you know, when I look into your face or when I look into your eyes, time stands still. And he said, that's good. That's good. I can use that, you know. And so he went to see this young girl and he still got all flustered and embarrassed. She said, did you have something to say to me? You know, because she kind of liked him. And he said, you got a face and stop a clock. It's kind of the same thing, but it wasn't said in the right way. And so many times, if we're going to be a blessing to people, sometimes we think we need to be correcting them to be a blessing. When the number one thing that you can do is love on them and bless them. Encourage them. Lift up their head. Most people will accomplish way much more if you simply encourage them. And that's all the Bible talks to us about doing, is encouraging people. Well, now, don't get me wrong. I know that there are times when you can correct people and that type of thing, but you're going to have to be led by the Lord to do that. Right? You know, because most people are not coming to you for correction. They're coming to you for acceptance. People need to be accepted. even though they don't look like you, act like you, not shape like you, don't talk like you, whatever, people want to be accepted. That's what the blessing does. See, when Jesus said, "I am the light of the world," He didn't stop there. Later He said, "You are the light of the world." You know, now, we love to talk about the power of God. Man, we love to see people healed, their lives changed. I mean, things fixed, marriages put back together. We love to see all of that. But it starts with lifting somebody's head. It starts with just loving on them. And I thought this was kind of strange. The Lord started dealing with me the last couple of days about this. And I thought, okay, we're teaching everything else. I thought this would be fun to do. But let me show you. In Ephesians 4:32, it just simply says, "Be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another." We need to learn to forgive people. And here, when I say learn to forgive, we are forgivers. We just need to deliberately do it. And it starts at the house. Come on, let's get excited. It starts at the house. Okay? Forgiveness. Tender-heartedness. See, because a lot of times we tend to not let that blessing that we are flow on people because they should have known better. You know, most of the stuff I messed up on, I knew better. You know, it wasn't that I didn't know better, I just didn't do better. Well, to be tender-hearted, be ye kind one to another. Overlook some things. If you're going to be the blessing, just be an overlooker. Getting real quiet in here now. Well, hey, you know, if we're standing in the strength of the grace that God... I mean, you know, I don't want to even talk about... Well, you could think of what God's done for you. Well, we think about that all the time. And, you know, we are greatly blessed. God greatly overlooks everything that we do wrong. So as you and I overlook... Now, let me preface this. I've already kind of gone past it, but I am talking to you, not the person next to you. Do you get what I'm talking about? I am talking to you, not the person next to you. I had that one time with a couple a few years ago, and they were sitting before me, and that was his was deal. He was telling me, "She does not hear a word you're saying in church." And so as he started explaining to me what she was not doing where he was concerned was all the things that I was saying from the pulpit and the message, he never got a hold of it. I was talking to him, you know. So we're talking to us, not to the one beside us. Well, Pastor taught that you're supposed to forgive. I am supposed to forgive. Tender-hearted, forgiving one another. Okay, that's what we do. Why? Because we're the blessing. How can we do this? Because we're able. Because God has made us able. All right? That's why we can do this. That's why we can be the one that says, "Look, this is what I stand for. This is what I'm going to be when it comes to dealing with other people." I mean, what about Jesus? I mean, Jesus broke. He broke so many laws. I mean, I know He fulfilled it. But He broke so many laws and traditions when He would forgive people when they weren't supposed to be forgiven. I mean, you realize the people that He forgave and healed and things like that were supposed to be stoned and killed and exiled and everything else. And guess what Jesus did? He just kept forgiving them. He just, you know, the lady that was caught in adultery. What did He do? Well, He rode on the ground, you know, and all the guys that were there condemning her, they got to looking on the ground or for so, I don't know what happened, but they all took off. And Jesus looked at her and He said, "Daughter, where are your accusers?" She said, "They're not here, Lord." He said, "Then I'm not going to condemn you either. Go and sin no more." Instead of, "You need to do better." No. He lifted. Lifted. That bunch out there needs to be lifted. You know, that we've had all those old sayings that you know, you draw more flies with sugar than you do vinegar or whatever. But it is the basic principle of the Word of God. You and I are supposed to be the lifter of people's heads. You cannot do that unless you are solid in you. Because see, most people, and I talk to young people about this, because most people feel like they have to push somebody else down so that they feel bigger. You've got to laugh at somebody else not being able to do something because you don't do it that well yourself. Or if you can do it better than them, then you can make fun. When the whole plan is, if you can do it that well, you need to be helping somebody else. You don't need to be making fun of them, you need to be helping them. That's just what we do. It's not something we have to do, it's who we are. So Jesus said in that if you want to take this, he said, "This is my commandment," John 17 and 15. Love one another. Love one another. Well, I just can't do that. Sure you can, because you're born of love. It's not a problem. You don't have to see it as a thou shalt commandment. It's who you are. You're born of love. It's hard not to love people. I had a pastor tell me that, a pastor's wife, many, many years ago. She said, "I love suffering humanity. It's just people I can't put up with." And I knew what she was talking about, dealing with situations, but you love people. Okay? Romans 14 and 13 says, "Don't judge one another." One of the easiest way to be, you know, the blessing doesn't judge you. The blessing doesn't judge you. You've already been judged, right? In Christ Jesus, you've been judged. So you don't have to judge anybody. There's no reason to. The only reason people judge other people is to make themselves feel better. You know, "Well, I don't get to do that, so you don't get to do it either." You know, "That's not the way I live, and you shouldn't be living that way either." Well, the Bible says, "Judge not, so you won't be judged." So the way the blessing does is just love on people. The blessing just forgives people. The Bible talks to us about forbearing. You know what forbearing means? Putting up with. Isn't this exciting? But this is the truth. I'm not telling you something you have to do. This is just who you are. This works. This works. Put up with people. When you start loving on people, you're going to have to put up with people. Because why? Because it draws them to you. When you start truly loving on people and caring for them, you have to forbear. You have to put up with, because people are going to be drawn to you. Well, that's the whole thing. You're not trying to get them to see you. You want them to see Jesus. Same one that forgave you, same one that forgave them, right? All right. Now, go back to Ephesians 4. "Be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, as God, you know, through the Lord Jesus Christ has forgiven us." So many times the devil will try to use this to get you. Somebody doesn't treat you right. Somebody says something about you. Those type of things. And well, I've gone as far as I need to go. No, you just keep Jesus. Well, I'm glad Jesus didn't say that. No, you just keep going. Why? Because you are able to do this. You can do it. People are starving for attention. The reason people are falling in with the wrong groups is because the right group won't accept them. If you will accept, look, you don't have to accept the things people do when you accept them. You're not saying because you care for someone that you agree with everything they do. What you're saying is you love them. That's the love of God. God doesn't agree with everything you and I do. But He loves us and He overlooks it. We are forgiven for it. He put that price on Jesus. All right? Because love covers a multitude of sins. So when you love somebody, You know, you can love blind people talk about and they don't see what other people do wrong. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about loving people in spite of personalities, habits. Do you realize everybody's got a personality? And some of them aren't that great. And sometimes mine and yours aren't that great. Okay? Some people, well, it's just one of those deals. Be ye kind one to another. When you catch yourself talking to people, you are the blessing. Catch yourself being too short with them or not overlooking them, the things that's going on. You are getting the blessing to them. So, it's the grace of God that lets you do that. You know? Because, I mean, you know, there's only just a few perfect ones of us around, right? You know, it's that old saying's always been that the problem is most people judge others by their actions and themselves by their intentions. Well, we need to back it further up and you remove the word judge anyway. Because you can't control what people do, but you can control how much you love them and how much you act like you care about them. Because people are just starving for attention. That's what the Lord sent you and me out there for. You know, Brother J.W. Farr, many of you knew Brother Jay as he lived here for many, many years, was such a blessing to this church. Well, Brother J.W. had this wonderful way. He called it neighboring with people. That was just an old term. And when he wanted to visit and sit around and talk, he just wanted to neighbor with people. And everybody loved J.W. Farr because he always took time to listen to them. That's what people need. They need a friend. You know? That's where you and I come in. God says, I love them with all my heart. I can't go to them in the flesh. I'm going to send you. So that's why you go love people. You overlook what they do. You put up with what they do. You be the blessing. You be the one that they say, I tell you what, that person seems like no matter what I've done or where I've been, when I look around, there they are. And they've just meant so much to me. There's not anything nicer than anyone can say about you, that you were there for them. That's what the blessing does. You know, the Lord said, I'll never leave you or forsake you. And when you go out there, I mean, you just loving on people. That's who you are anyway. You know, that's your personality. So, there's another scripture I was going to get to, but Isaiah 10:27 says, removing the burdens and destroying yokes. There's the anointing that's on you right there. Removing burdens, destroying yokes. You know, the one thing that we want people to know, I, as a pastor, as a minister, the thing that really bugs me so many times is people not being themselves when they're around me. You know, trying to be something. I want people to be themselves. You know, I'd rather know people as they are. You know, because you know I'm not anybody's judge. They don't have to clean up for me or anything like that. I know they try to, but I like to know who people really are. I mean, I've got some characters in my life, and you have too. Right? We all have some characters, and I just love them. I tell you, they're just such great people. But the devil has them convinced. You know, and you've had people say this. I've had, well, Brother Butch, if I walked into your church, the ceiling would fall in. I said, now, you know that's not the truth. Well, yeah, but you don't know. I said, I don't want to know. Don't care. The Lord loves you. I love you. You know, the place is for everybody. Why? Because you can't get any help anywhere else. So you are the blessing. You're the one that overlooks things. When everybody else judges them, you don't. When everybody else quits putting up with them, you don't quit putting up with them. You just keep loving them. That's how Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men to me. This is so easy. This is who we are. It comes down to one thing. The only thing you have to do is be confident in Jesus of who you are, and you can love on everybody. You don't have to be concerned whether they're going to, you know, take advantage of you or anything else. because you are who you are in Christ Jesus. Amen? Let's stand together. Here's the thing, some of the things that the New Testament says we're supposed to do for one another. Admonish, salute, greet, love, forbear, forgive, comfort. All those things is what we're supposed to do. And we're well able to do that. We're well able to put up with things. We're well able to conquer them. We're well able to let them roll off of us. You know? You just want to be the one that person says, I'll tell you what, nobody else would have anything else to do with me except that person right there. That's how I knew I was loved. It's because they put up with me. They cared about me. It's a big difference. The Lord, you know, we're not sanitary. Well, you can't be my friend unless you do this or do that. No, that's not true. No, we go into all the world and preach the gospel. The good news is that God loves you and that you're forgiven. It's already a done deal. I accept you the way you are. You accept me the way I am. Doesn't mean we agree with everything each and every one does. But it didn't stop Jesus. They'd get so mad at him because he'd go eat with the ones he wasn't supposed to eat with and spend time with them and things like that and love on them. And it just, against such there is no law. When you're loving on people, just go out there and put up with them. And don't give it, oh, I'm just suffering for Jesus. No, just love on people. You know? Let the blessing absorb the mistakes. Because it can. The one in you, he can absorb. He's absorbed everything that's wrong with you. He can absorb everything that's wrong with everybody else. Just love on them. Consider them. Put up with them. You say, yeah, but they're so goofy. Well, you are too sometimes. We all have that. I promise you, there is someone who thinks you're strange. Right? There is at least one person that thinks you're weird. All right? But greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. We're not calling names. Okay? Can't even call him names. I had one other thing I was going to tell you. I forgot one. Oh, we're talking about how you say things. The kids are playing baseball, you know, all different ages and the little ones. And I was listening to some of the coaches the other night. There's so many rules now in baseball and all these little kids because they've made all kinds of rules for the little kids, you know, and stuff like that. And it gets to the point where they get one pitch. And this coach, I heard this coach saying, you only got one left. Now swing at it. You got to swing at it. No matter what, you got to swing at it. And I started laughing. I was telling her, I said, what's that? Because the little girl, the ball came, she just... Why? Because she had to swing. And I thought, why didn't he say, hit the ball? Hit the ball. Because when you tell him, you got to swing at it, you only got one left. I didn't know. I wouldn't say, condemnation, condemnation. Stress. It puts all kinds of stuff on people. Relax and chill out and love. Just say, look, here's one. Hit this one. It depends on how you say things. And since we are the light of the world, if you're going to love people, again, do not think that you have to agree with everything they do to love on them and put up with them. You just love on them. That's the way they are. You're not trying to change them. Well, if you're going to be around me, you're going to have to change. That's not a good deal. Clay can't mold clay. The only one who can change people is Jesus. Outside of Jesus doing it, it's just behavioral modification, right? It's just someone doing this long enough to make you happy. And that's a game. Jesus truly changes people, and he does it because you go out there and love on them. That's the way it works. Amen? I realize this was totally different tonight of what we normally do, but I hope it was a blessing to you. It helps me put up with you. So, no, I'm just kidding. Helps you put up with me and all this other stuff. But you know, we would like for everything to be perfect. We'd like for everybody to treat us just right and act just like we do and all this stuff. And it never has happened yet. I don't think it'll ever happen this side of heaven. So, we just will to go on and enjoy life. Love on people. Let them know how much God loves them. Amen. Father, we thank you this night for the time together. We are blessed. As we leave this place, we know that we're the light of the world. We know that we are not judging people. What we're simply going to do is go out there and love on them, tell them how much you care for them, that all they need to do is let you know that they love you. And everything changes, Lord. I mean, I know you know it, but when they tell you they love you just like we do, it changes them. And Lord, we just thank you this night. Oh, we love you and praise you for the opportunity to come together. We ask you to dismiss us, and we give you praise for every good thing in Jesus' name. Amen.